Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Squad, the podcast from the military children's charity Little Troopers. I'm Katie Thistleton, TV and radio broadcaster and mental health ambassador.
And my name's Tom Smith. I'm a military child turned professional rugby player.
It is good to be back for another episode of the series. This podcast is the official, can we say that? Yeah, it's official, yeah. This is the official place to come to if you're a military child or teenager with one or both parents serving in the British Armed Forces. We're going to be shining a spotlight on school this time on Squad. Now, I can hear the collective groan coming from teenagers across the land, but actually, for military children and teenagers, school can be a pretty complex thing to navigate, right?
Moving schools, moving about, moving homes, along with exam stress, friendship groups, everything really.
How did you find life actually at school?
I think my situation being a boarding school was quite... Well, it was easier than some people in military families. So I had a sturdy base to kind of establish a few friendship groups and stuff like that.
But it's still quite a unique situation, isn't it? Going to a boarding school.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, especially when family are moving. You may not be moving with them, but they're moving about as well.
Oh, yeah, that's so weird. So you just come home from a term at boarding school and you're in a new house.
Yeah, different home. Yeah, exactly. What about you, Katie? How did you find school?
I think I enjoyed school, yeah. I mean, primary school is just a doddle, isn't it? And then secondary school, I remember being so scared to go because it feels huge compared to your little primary school. But I feel like it's hard. I feel like sort of fitting in and, you know, making friends and bullying and all those things combined with trying to sort of do your schoolwork and get your GCSEs can be really difficult. Yeah, So I feel like there were difficult times, but also I had a really good friendship group and we had a really good laugh. I actually went to a same-sex school, so it was just girls at my school.
Okay.
And I feel like we were like a bit more goofy for that reason. Like me and all the girls were just always like making up dance routines, doing little sketches, like just being a bit silly all the time. I don't know whether that's because there were no boys around, so we just felt like we could just embarrass ourselves. But yeah, that was a good memory. Anyway, enough about us. I'm keen to meet our special guest for this episode. Are you ready for that?
Always.
Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for being our special guest on today's episode. It is so nice to have you here. How are you all doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Very pleased. Now, we know that school setups can look so different for each military kid, so we searched high and low to find guests that mean we cover as many different circumstances as possible. So let's start by finding out a little bit more about you. So, Kieran, let's start with you. Paint us a little picture of what your school's like. What type of school do you go to? Which of your parents serve?
So I go to just a normal civilian secondary school. My dad serves in the Air Force, and I'm just about to go into year 11. There's a few favourite teachers. Definitely the teacher who put me forward to come and do this podcast. She is a big service ambassador in our school.
Aww.
She gives us a lot of help.
Oh, she sounds great. Give her a shout out. What's she called?
Miss Owen.
Miss Owen. Oh, big ups, Miss Owen. You sound so good.
She was a military child herself, so she understands where we're coming from. I think her husband's now in the military as well, so her kids are military children. So she understands where we're coming from, being a military child herself. And I think that allows her to give us more support on, like, a better level of understanding.
And Kieran, have you been to, like, a few different schools, or have you always been at this one, this secondary school?
This is my only secondary school. My primary schools, I went to two different ones.
Chloe, what about you? Tell us about your school. What type of school is it? And what's your connection to the military?
So I go to the Brit School.
Oh my goodness. What? The Brit School?
Yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know what that is, because obviously I do know what that is from my reaction, just quickly tell us what the Brit School is.
So the Brit School is a performing arts school. So it features performing arts for kids that can't necessarily go to the posh schools that you need money for, but it offers loads of opportunities for kids with passion for performing
arts.
Let's
just list off some of the people who've been to that school. You must know some of them.
Tom Holland, Adele, Jessie J, Amy Winehouse. There's loads.
Yeah, it's a very famous school, isn't it? Because for that reason, lots of very talented, successful people went there. That is so cool. So what is that like?
Everyone's accepted in the Brit School, and it's so much different from my last school. I was bullied for 3 years in my last school. But coming to Brit, I don't know, I've just opened up so much more, found my spark again.
So how many other schools have you been to?
Just my primary school, my first original secondary school, and then the Brit School.
Amazing. And Cadence, you are joining us remotely today via video call. And that is because, yet again, we've got another type of school represented in this podcast episode. Tell us where you are today.
It's actually a really, really small school compared to a lot of secondary schools. So my whole school has got what some secondary schools would have in a year group. It's a civvy school as well as military. So it's day and boarding. There's like everyone from preschool, year 11.
Wow, so yeah, quite a small school. And you board there all the time, I suppose, apart from in the holidays, is that right?
Yeah, so I came back to school yesterday, started school today. And it's just one of them things because I live so far away. I like saw all my friends today and it was just like such a cool experience. Like you only really experience it like once a year because it's like 8 weeks away from school is so long.
I imagine it's how Harry Potter feels when like Ron and Hermione come back because he stays at the school and the others go.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what it's like personally.
When they're like, are you going home? And he's like, I am home or something like that. So which of your parents serve then? What do they do?
So my dad's a para in the army. So he jumps out of planes and really just goes away a lot. He loves what he's doing.
I love how casually you dropped it. He jumps out of planes. Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does for a job.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. We have got lots of different school setups there. As I've already said, we've got Kieran, who's at a civilian school, but has experiences of lots of different schools. Chloe, who's at the Brit school, and Cadence coming to us live from boarding school. So I want to start by asking a big question of all of you. Has being from a military family made school easier or harder? Tom, what about you? You're 21 now, but looking back.
To start off with, it posed difficulties moving about a little bit. I obviously went to boarding school as well, which helped quite a lot. Having a stable base allowed me to focus a bit more on my studies and stuff like that. But I can see it posing an issue moving about. I guess I have to pass it over to you guys. What sort of your views on it?
I've been very lucky that I've not really moved far or many times, but the deployment of my dad, that can be, it can be a rough time. When I was younger, you don't really know what's happening or don't really understand where he's going. I mean, as you grow up, you learn about it and everyone, I think, finds their way of dealing with it. But I mean, it can be a positive thing than being in the military because having to move around, I found it easier to make friends coming up to secondary school because I've already had to do that in other places. Putting yourself out there, putting yourself forward seems just a lot easier because you've had to do it.
You said about when you grow older, you realise more what sort of jobs. It's your dad serving, isn't it?
Yeah.
What sort of age did you start to realise that it sort of dawn on you?
So he was away a lot when I was younger, so it's quite easy just to brush it off. Our dad's away again. But I think it was about maybe 9 or 10. I found that quite, I think it's quite late to really understand and grasp it.
I was exactly the same age.
To start off with, it was a bit of a worry, but you grow up and you think, well, he's done it before I was born and he's fine. But if he keeps getting deployed, it increases the chance of something happening. When I was young, I kept it to myself. But as I got older, I was happy to speak about it quite openly, which I think helped a lot.
Chloe, what about you? Has being from a military family made school easier or harder, do you think?
I feel like for me, it's a mix of both because, yeah, I'm lucky like Kieran. I haven't moved around a lot. I've always been in the same area, had the same group of friends, and like I haven't moved a lot. My choice was to move school, so I hadn't had to move because of my dad. But my dad missed my whole journey to joining the school, my step in my career. So when I joined the Brit school, he missed all my like first steps, and it was a big thing to me.
Yeah,
because it's my passion, and he was away in Cyprus. It's when we went into the first lockdown that he went away. It's just he missed my whole start. But other than that, I don't think it's been that hard having him being in the reserves. He's around a lot more. We were able to contact him in Cyprus as well, which we weren't allowed to do when he went to Afghan. So I think that's the biggest thing that was like hard for me, where he missed out on quite a lot of my life.
Your dad being in the reserves, how did that affect military support? Did you receive much support? Or
I don't think that we received much support from him being in the reserves, because it's not like you think, oh, he's in the reserves, he's at home, there's not really much we need to help him with. But if you think about it, that there can be at times. But no, we didn't really get much support with it. When I was younger, Little Troopers was the biggest thing for me. When my dad was away, we did so much. We went to Lapland, we went to Wales, we had all these different activities set up for us, and it was amazing. And then when my dad came back, we got to share all those memories with him. We also got 2 Christmases, which is great, you know, a little 7-year-old girl. Aww. Loved to have an extra Christmas. But no, it was some of the best times of my life, and I'm always going to remember that. I don't remember much stuff from when I was 7, but I can remember almost everything I did with the Little Troopers. And I remember one time we went camping and then they played loud music and we were all dancing in the rain. It was great.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm so pleased that you've got those memories, because like you say, you feel like perhaps you and your dad have missed out on some shared memories from your childhood and teenage years, but you've got some incredible ones there. And Cadence, what about you? Would you say that being from a military family made school easier or harder?
So growing up when I was younger in like primary school, until like year two, I was the only military kid in my whole school even. So there was every single other person had like parents who like were doctors or worked in a shop. But my dad was like always away. He was at some war. I can't remember what one. And it was just one of those things when like you're younger, like Kieran said, like he didn't really want to talk to anyone about it. Like he didn't think much about it. But then as I've grown up, as I've moved about, because I've only moved once properly, a school that was more military, it was like 90% of the kids were military. So it was just one of them things where when I moved, because everyone had been moving or just moved, or new people have just left, everyone there could relate to you on like another level compared to a school with like very little military children.
Which is best, do you think? Because you and Kieran have both had that experience where you've gone to schools with, you know, just all civilians and schools with loads and loads of military kids. Which is best, being somewhere where everyone relates to you or being somewhere where, you know, they don't? And perhaps it's maybe, I don't know, is it refreshing to be with loads of people who aren't in that same situation? Or is it better to just have everyone around you understand?
I think it's a lot better to have everyone around you that understands, because my school was off camp, so that's why civilians could access it and all that. But I had kids whose dads worked in the same office as mine, so like they knew exactly what I was going through because they were experiencing the exact same thing. And I don't think that a lot of people get to experience that.
You're listening to Squad.
Chloe, your school is not even a normal civilian school. It's a theatre school. Do you find that your teachers and your sort of fellow students are as sort of understanding of things that you might be facing as a military team?
Not all of my teachers and the students in my school actually know.
Oh, really?
That I'm a military child. Yeah. So I've told my history teacher, of course, because he loves all that sort of stuff. But it's only really my close friends that know. But there's literally, I can't explain, there's no children in my school that I know of anyway that have a parent in the military. The closest I get is my best friend. She lives in the Tower of London.
Hang on. What?
She lives in the Tower of London.
What do you mean she lives in the Tower of London?
Yeah.
How can someone live in the Tower of London?
Her granddad is the chief yeoman warder or something. Yeah. Which is amazing. So he obviously served for a while, so she gets to live there during the week and then go to school. Maria, if you're listening, hi.
What?
Yes, the Beefeaters.
I can't comprehend that. I love the Tower of London so
much. I've slept there. It's amazing.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You've just gone around for a sleepover.
Yes.
Is it not a bit creepy?
It's haunted. It is a bit creepy, but it's so cool. It's like, yeah, I've had a sleepover there.
Sleepover there. So much history there. I mean, your history teacher must love her as well.
She doesn't do history.
Oh, what? How did she not do history?
I know. That's what I was saying.
That is incredible. Wow, yeah, what a story.
I can speak to her about that sort of stuff, so she's the closest I can get to that.
And you mentioned your history teacher there. Is it ever like a bit triggering when you're doing particular subjects and say, you know, your dad might be on active service and you're learning about wars in history? Is that kind of why you want your history teacher to know?
I mean, yeah. So when I first joined Brit and I found out that I got history as one of my subjects, we had to tell 3 things about ourselves. And of course, I was like, oh, yeah, my dad's in the army. Like, that was the biggest thing. Like, in my old school, I always used to sit down and talk to my history teacher about it. And we just clicked because of it. And we'd share stories about his dad and my dad. And it's just amazing. And like now, I mean, I don't really talk to him that much about it, but I've said it a couple of times, but there's not really much things that are triggering. Like what we're doing at the moment, it's not really to do with war. I mean, Vietnam, but then we've moved on from that. We're doing America.
So, Cadence, you may not sleep at the Tower of London, but you do sleep at school. How different would you say boarding school is to other schools and other military children's experiences?
I love it. My younger brother who goes here, he's just gone into year 7. He wasn't the biggest fan at first because he really missed our parents. But personally, there's times where I prefer being here over being at home. Like, no offence to my mum and dad or anything, but when we're together for just half terms and summer and just 8 weeks of, like, not going to school, like, I just get so fed up of everyone. So it's just one of those things where, like, you prefer it over being actually at home.
What feels more like home, your parents' house or your boarding house?
Oh, wow. probably home. I think coming to boarding school is like having a massive sleepover every single day.
Sleepover goals on this podcast episode today. Tower of London and just with all your mates at boarding school, which I do imagine is like Harry Potter. Kieran, Chloe's already said, you know, that her dad wasn't able to be there for some of the really like cool moments when she first joined the Brit school. Are your parents always there at parents' evenings and stuff?
When I was younger, he missed my 3rd birthday, and at the time I was devastated. I thought, oh, why isn't he not here? He just doesn't want to be here. But I understand why now. He hasn't missed any birthday since. I don't think he's ever missed a Christmas either. And the time he did spend away, he was missed, but it was not a massive event, which I think he'd regret not being there for.
Do you ever feel like you find school a bit more difficult, maybe sort of concentrating in class or anything like that when your dad is deployed?
Yeah. Again, when I first learned and understood what was happening, I found it more challenging to concentrate. It was on my mind, and at the time I didn't want to admit it, but it was. And now when he doesn't get deployed as much as he used to, but it became a bit of norm. Again, talk to people and let it out, and it wasn't on my mind so much because I spoke about it.
You're listening to Squad.
Now, you're all at that sort of time where you're about to sort of do your GCSEs and go on to the next stage of your career or the next stage of education. I'm interested to know if anyone is interested in a career in the military, Kieran.
So, yeah, I am. I'd like to be a pilot in the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
I'm working towards A-levels, and from A-levels, I'll decide where I want to go to achieve that.
Do you think you'd have wanted to be a pilot if it wasn't for your dad being in the RAF?
I'm not sure. I mean, we'll never know because he's in and this is where we're at now. But I have a real passion for flying.
Love that. And Cadence, what about you? What do you want to do after you finish school?
So right now I'm kind of depending on my option blocks because I'm actually picking my GCSEs this year.
Oh.
But ever since I was younger, I've loved acting and I've loved singing and dance.
Oh my goodness, there's another star on the podcast.
Sorry to steal your spotlight.
Never. The spotlight can be shared. So do you know what options you're going to choose then?
I have no idea. So my school does a lot of options. Like they do DT. I think they're doing Chinese this year.
Wow.
And Arabic, but I'm really not sure. But another one would always be a brain surgeon or a plastic surgeon. I've just always been really interested in that.
Wow. I mean, I just love the variety there. Either an actor, singer, dancer, brain surgeon or plastic surgeon. Wowzers. And how exciting that you're going to be picking your GCSE options too as well soon. That's such an exciting thing to do. Chloe, obviously we already know what you want to do because you are yes. already kind of making those steps by being at the Brit School. Was there ever a part of you that wanted to follow down your dad's footsteps and go into the military?
No, I honestly don't think there was a time that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm so proud of my dad for what he's done, like, because that was his dream when he was younger.
Yeah.
He always wanted to serve for our country, and that inspired me, because when I was younger, I always wanted to be an actress. So it kind of links together.
Yeah, because it inspired you to go for what your childhood dream is. Yeah, I love that.
But no, I don't think... I love the army, and it's so interesting. And hearing all my dad's little stories about it. But I just don't think that it's ever crossed my mind. My brother, on the other hand, he loves all that stuff. He would love to go into it. But me, I just personally, I don't think it's for me.
You could be an actress in a film about it. Yeah. And your dad will be like, yeah, it's not very accurate at all. It's not anything like
that.
He'd
be complaining.
I mean, it's kind of a bit similar to you, Tom, really, isn't it? Because, you know, you said you thought about it. You thought about the military. But then a bit similarly to Chloe, actually, you found a passion that is completely different. And for you, that was sport.
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, I think military is still an option. I think it's always good to have backup plans and different avenues to go down. It's always interested me. Like I previously mentioned, I originally wanted to be a pilot. Then I found rugby and thought, let's give it a crack, and just ran with it.
Oh, I love this. But I think, yeah, what's clear is that you've all had real sort of passions from childhood that you're kind of sticking with, which I think is great. I love what you said, Chloe, there about how, you know, actually is comparable to your dad's career, because he went on and did his childhood dream, which was to be in the military, and you're going on to do yours. Love it. And also, Chloe and Cadence, I feel like you two need to link up. A squad girl band.
Yeah, I've got some moves too.
Well, as always, we like to round off our episodes here on Squad by asking everyone to share some advice. Tom, do you have any words of wisdom for people from military families like you who are still working their way through school?
I think take every day as it comes, and you're always going to do better doing stuff that you enjoy. So whether you're selecting GCSEs, i.e. what you want to take, do stuff that you're passionate about, because it'll make it so much easier to put the work in. And just enjoy every day as it comes.
Chloe, what about you? Have you got any advice for military pupils?
I think almost the same thing, really. Like, keep your passion. I mean, whether it be the military, whether it be something completely different, like, follow what you want to do and make friends on the way and share experiences with them, like with your family, with military experiences. It's great, and your friends are always there to support you. It's like your second family.
And Cadence?
Personally, I would say to children who are going into military school or boarding school, make the best of your resources of people to talk to, especially if you're coming to boarding, because I think early on you need to find a teacher who you can talk to, or friends you can talk to, or people you can relate to, and really just hold on to that.
Kieran?
Go for it. Whatever you're doing, go for it. If you're wondering, oh, should I go talk to this person? Go for it. You're going to make a friend. If you're wondering if you should go talk to a teacher, go for it. It's always the right thing. Just push.
I think you should be a motivational speaker. Honestly, that's getting me going a little bit.
It's great advice, isn't it? Yeah. And I think my advice would be a bit similarly to yours, Tom. Enjoy yourself. I wish I'd kind of enjoyed school a bit more and not taken it so seriously, because I think it feels like the be-all and end-all when you're there. And it's a real bubble of the same people, and you've got the popular people, and you've got the cool people, and you might have the school bullies, and you might have the kids who don't fit in as well. And then, honestly, when you leave, that bubble just bursts, and you can just be yourself, and you can go on and go down any route you want to in life. So don't think that is how the situation's going to be forever, because you are in a little bit of a bubble at school, and maybe even more so in some situations, like when you're at boarding school or military schools. But there's a big wide world out there, so yeah, enjoy it, don't take it too seriously. Well, that's all we've got time for today, but this has been so much fun. Thank you so much to Chloe, Kieran and Cadence for chatting to us today on Squad. Thank you, guys.
Cheers,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
And thank you to you for listening. We'll be back with a new episode soon, but in the meantime, please follow and subscribe to Squad wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to Squad, brought to you by the charity Little Troopers and produced by TBI Media. To find out more about the work they do supporting the children of the British Armed Forces, visit www.littletroopers.net.